Welcome to AMD Tech Talk, your source for the latest in data center innovation and insight on AMD's latest technology breakthroughs. And now here's your host, Jim Green.
Thanks for listening today. Our guest is Neeraj Kumar, Chief Data Scientist at Pacific Northwest National Labs. Since we're all friends here, we'll just use PNNL for now, if that's okay. Neeraj, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jim. I am really excited to be here and share some insights about our work at PNNL.
Great. Speaking of sharing here, Neeraj, you might give us a quick bio on yourself and give us a bit more color on your role at PNNL.
Absolutely. I'm a chief data scientist here at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory, PNNL. I've been here at the lab for almost 11 years. And to give you an idea about PNNL, PNNL is one of the Department of Energy's national laboratory. As you mentioned, we are dedicated to advancing the frontiers of knowledge and tackling some of the world's most pressing challenges. Our mission is truly global in scope, but we are proud of our Pacific Northwest roots. PNNL is a multidisciplinary lab. We have a distinctive strength in chemistry, earth science, biology, and data science. And these strengths are central to our scientific discovery mission. Some of our key areas include clean energy, cybersecurity, for example, advanced materials, environmental science, and we are also deeply involved in national security work and fundamental scientific research. As far as my research, I lead efforts in artificial intelligence and machine learning with particular focus on their application in scientific discovery, energy efficiency, and healthcare. I'm especially interested in developing AI systems that can help us tackle complex scientific challenges more effectively and efficiently. And this includes developing scalable AI/ML models, advanced algorithms, computing infrastructure that can accelerate scientific discovery, but also enhance computer-aided design, also push the boundaries on autonomous decision-making processes.
Given your extensive work in AI and machine learning here, and you hinted at how AI intersects with PNNL's larger mission, how do you see AI transforming scientific discovery across the various domains you just mentioned?
That's a great question. AI is indeed becoming central to PNNL's mission. Last year, for instance, we launched a Center for AI at PNNL, reflecting how pivotal AI is to our scientific work. And the Center for AI at PNNL is driving a research agenda that explored the fundamental and emerging frontiers of AI, integrating capability development and application to mission areas, not only in science, but also in security and energy resilience. We also have the Frontiers in AI for Science, Security, and Technology proposed initiative from Department of Energy. It's called FAST. FAST basically leverages DOE's infrastructure to deliver crucial assets for national interest and develop robust AI capabilities that focus on big data, cutting-edge computing, workforce development, and strong partnership with industry and academia. Basically, AI intersects with our mission in multiple ways. To give you an idea, PNNL deals with vast and extremely complex data sets. So AI helps in processing and analyzing these massive data sets more efficiently, extracting meaningful insights and enabling us with more informed decision-making across scientific disciplines. And we are also using AI to speed up scientific discovery in the field like material science, as I mentioned earlier, where we can predict new materials with specific properties. This can lead to a major breakthrough in energy storage or advanced manufacturing. For example, we have a partnership with companies like Microsoft to accelerate material design and discovery using AI. And also to give you an idea, AI is helping us model complex ecosystems and predict impacts of climate change, for example, something we otherwise can do relatively easily because these ecosystems are incredibly diverse and complex. In the national security area, AI facilitate our ability to detect and respond to various types of bio threats, protecting critical infrastructure and data networks. So in all these areas, as you can see, AI as a force multiplier for scientific discovery. It's not just doing tasks faster, but more efficiently. It can identify patterns that human might miss or even suggest new hypotheses for scientists to explore. So basically, this leads to a faster discovery and more efficient use of research resources.
That force multiplier concept is one I had not really heard applied to AI, but it's brilliant in how true that is. So thanks for that. I'd like to come back because you talked a little bit about energy efficiency, but also environmental. I'd like to kind of look at the intersection there because you've talked about the importance of developing energy efficiency through AI and software solutions. How does AI contribute to actually improving computational efficiency? There are areas where AI can have a larger force multiplied impact on the environmental impact of large-scale deployments.
Oh, yeah. I love this question. So that's a critical area of focus, not just for PNNL, but for the entire scientific computing community, including industry players like NVIDIA, Intel, AMD, as well as academia that are pushing the involved energy-efficient HPC hardware. So as AI models grow in complexity and data size, that computational resources and energy required to run them significantly increase, which can have substantial environmental footprint. So to improve computational efficiency and think about some aspects to reduce these footprints, first, we need to focus on optimizing algorithms. This can mean pruning models to reduce complexity or using quantization to simply numerical precision without sacrificing accuracy. And we also invest in developing more efficient neural network architecture that can achieve the same performance with fewer computational resources, right? And secondly, more specialized hardware is very crucial. For example, neuromorphic computing, which mimics the way our brain processes information with neural networks. And that can be significant for more energy efficient than traditional computing architectures. With industry and academic partner, there is a push to create HPC hardware that are more tailored to AI workloads and ultimately reducing energy consumption. I would also like to bring this to attention that AI itself can optimize data center operations by predicting workloads, intelligence, resources allocation, and smartly managing sort of our cooling system. So AI can drastically reduce the energy footprint of large computing facilities. This is essential for high-performance computing system that runs like 24 hours, 7 days, right? So AI also helps in broader application beyond the data center. For example, a smart energy grid can use AI to optimize energy distribution and reduce waste and sustainable sort of manufacturing processes. I want to just highlight to summarize your question that at PNNL, we approach this from a several different angles. For instance, on the hardware side, we explored novel computing architectures like using a chemistry-inspired reaction architecture or brain-inspired computing or even quantum computing for certain AI tasks, which promise to be more energy efficient. But also on the software side, we develop AI algorithms that are computationally efficient and requires less energy to run.
All right, we're going to have to come back to the brain synergies here. So let me first ask, though, you mentioned that your work spans a pretty vast space there, computational science, health sciences, and specifically looking at the health and the impact on humans here. How is AI driving innovation in biomedical? And what are some of the things that you are really excited to see at the intersection of AI and healthcare?
Oh, yeah, this is a really exciting area. The integration of AI with computational and health sciences opens up vast possibilities to improve human health and well-being. So at PNNL, AI significantly accelerates biomedical research, be it in drug discovery, vaccine development, which have been historically time-consuming and expensive process to get drug in the market. So we are using HPC-powered AI models to rapidly analyze how different small molecule compounds interact with biological protein targets, helping to identify promising drug candidate or even design vaccines much more quickly than traditional methods using AI. And this is critical for responding to emerging health threats in a timely manner. In genomics or immunology, we use AI to sift through massive genomic data. And AI helps identify genetic markers associated with specific disease, for example. And in that context, we recently developed AI agents for biomedical application. It's called Cactus, where these agents can integrate drug discovery tools that we have developed over the past 50 years with large language models to query extensive database for medical and biological application. So this is a first step in that direction, how AI can be used to really automate a day-to-day modeling and simulation task, but also give an intelligent decision when you are narrowing down from millions of candidates to handful of candidates that can be tested in the wet lab. I also want to give you an example. During COVID-19 pandemic, AI models were used and neural network architecture were developed to predict virus spread patterns and assess the effectiveness of public health measures. A great example of how HPC and AI kind of blend together to provide real-time insight into rapidly evolving situation. The synergy of HPC, AI, and health science accelerate these discoveries, but not only that, HPC system potentially leveraging more advanced computing architectures will allow us to process large and complex biological data in a ways that were not feasible before, turning massive amount of data into actionable insights.
So can we take a look at the other side of the coin here now and explain how insights from our bodies and our brains and our humanness are influencing the development of AI and why things like neuromorphic computing and DNA-based computing are possibly teased to some of the next generation AI architectures, or how quantum computing is going to become increasingly impactful for solving these immense problems?
Sure. This is my favorite question. The human brain has been an inspiration for AI since the very beginning. Our brain is, after all, the most efficient and versatile computing system known, right? So let's break it down. The domain you mentioned, for example, neuromorphic computing, DNA computing, and even quantum computing, as they all represent exciting frontiers in AI architecture and HPC. This approach tries to mimic the structure and function of biological neural network at the hardware level. This is a more neuromorphic computing. The idea is to develop systems that process information similar to how our brains do, leading to potentially drastic improvement in energy efficiency and adaptability. As you can see, the brain is incredibly energy efficient for the computation it performs. So neuromorphic chips, therefore, could offer AI systems that are more power efficient and able to learn and adapt in real time, just like the human brain. And to flip the coin on the DNA computing, DNA molecules can store massive amounts of information in very compact form. They can process data in parallel using chemical reactions. Remember, I just mentioned about the chemical reaction inspired computing, right? While DNA computing is still in its early research stages, it has the potential to advance data storage, storing the world's data in a few liters of liquid, enabling biocompatible AI systems that function at the molecular level. This could someday lead to breakthrough in biocomputing systems. And now shifting gears to quantum computing, this field sort of diverges from biological inspiration, but is equally groundbreaking. Quantum computer leverage quantum mechanical phenomena like superposition and entanglements to perform computation that classical computers find extremely difficult or even impossible. For a scientific problem that revolve around optimization, simulation of quantum mechanical system or complex data, quantum computer offer polynomial or even exponential speedup. And to give you an idea, as well as an example, at PMNL, we are exploring how quantum computing could solve computational chemistry problems. And we have been solving those problems using quantum mechanics, but now here we are shifting our gears to simulate complex molecule interactions but also understanding how these molecules interact internally at atomic level using quantum computer or hybrid quantum classical computer in partnership with many industry like Microsoft. So these are intractable for classical HPC system, intractable problems, even those with state-of-the-art hardware from many other industries. To summarize, these are emerging paradigms, neuromorphic DNA quantum computing, and they are the key to next generation AI architecture because they promise major leaps in energy efficiency, computation and data storage, or also simulation of massive optimization that is required as we grow in data as well as knowledge.
It's a great summary. I once worked with a really smart guy who used to say, given the amount of wattage, literally electrical wattage going to the brain, it's unbelievable what it can process. Even before I have coffee, I could speak relatively well and I could see and I can move. And it's an amazing machine, as you put it there. And it's a great paradigm, right? That's a great target. We say, well, clearly it could be done. Now, how do we do it with, let's get novel, let's innovate to make that happen. So innovation like that is happening in places like PNNL, clearly vital, clearly transformative to society, but probably pretty abstract to many non-HPC people, right? If you walked up on someone on the street, they might not know it. How does the general public experience the goodness that your team produces? Are there tools or resources that the lab provides to the public to advance the society?
That's a fantastic question. While much of our work at PNNL is indeed at the cutting edge of science and technology and might seem abstract, the general public definitely benefits from our advancements in various direct and indirect ways. For example, our work in energy helps to make renewable energy sources more efficient, reliable, and affordable. This translates into potentially lower energy bills and cleaner environments for the public. PNNL's research in cybersecurity enhances the security of critical infrastructure like electrical grid systems that the public relies on a daily basis. In healthcare, through our AI-enabled biomedical research and using DOE user facility, the public can experience advancements in diagnostics, fundamental research in drug discovery, and faster drug design. To give you an idea, one of the AI agent that I mentioned, chemistry agent called Cactus, it's open source. It's available for everybody to use, both academia as well as industry. This agent has been optimized on a different hardware to scale its efficiency. And there is a partnership mechanism that industry can leverage such software that are in the open space. PNNL also engages in educational outreach programs, partnering with schools, universities to share our work and inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers. This helps to ensure a pipeline of skilled professionals who can continue innovating in these fields, ultimately benefit the public at large. So even though the public might not directly see PNNL's logo or name on a product, for example, we have a PNNL developed technology at the airport while you scan through the security. The result of our research often get integrated into technology that people use every day. So we strive to ensure that the knowledge and tool we develop at PNNL are shared widely, but such collaboration and open sharing of information help others solve big problems in industry that directly affect people's daily lives.
A great mission. At AMD, we say together we advance, right? It takes a lot of diverse points of view and bits of expertise to keep us moving forward here. So where can folks reach out to you or PNNL in general to learn more about some of the topics we discussed today? They're super cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I can be reached at LinkedIn with my first name, Niraj, as well as last name, Kumar. Or for a specific discussion, I can be reached on Twitter or pnnl.gov for our latest advancement. We have all the technology that we push, develop, apply on our PNNL website. But for specific questions, specific discussion, I can be reached through my email.
Great. We'll put some links to the social and websites that you mentioned earlier, just to make it easy for people to find you and connect and learn more, because it's been a fantastic discussion, Niraj. Thank you so much for sharing these insights with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about how our work at PNNL in partnership with industry leaders, academic partnership is pushing the boundaries of what's possible in science and innovation And the technology we are developing and applying has huge potential to positively impact society. And I'm glad to share a bit of that story with you today. So thanks for having me.
Pleasure is definitely mine. And thanks to our audience for listening as we talk tech. Until next time.
Thanks for joining AMD Tech Talk. Find out more about the technologies discussed today at www.amd.com.